Triple Team Traffic, three times more eyes on the road. Over to KSL's Traffic Center and Ricky Meese.
We have a new accident. KSL Traffic Trooper Craig saying it's southbound I-15. I found it on the camera. It's about 2700 south, moved out of traffic to the left. But it's just adding to the heavy and slow drive southbound between the I-80 201 interchange to 123rd south. On the Belt Route, we have this rollover accident. It's partially sticking out into the left lane of traffic. This is going to be eastbound at about 1900 east. That's causing some delay. And then we also have the crash with injuries blocking the two left lanes of traffic, leaving only the right lane open. Westbound I-80, 2300 east. That's causing delays back to the mouth of Parley's. Lynn Thomas?
Well, out there on the Bangor Highway where it doesn't look like the storm touched it at all, but probably did, just roared through and now it's all dry. But we have a crash there northbound on the ramp to eastbound 201. It's on the right shoulder. A little bit slow traffic there. Otherwise, your Bangor Highway ride a little bit slow from about 3500 south up to California. And then you've got 5600 west slowing from California down to 3500 south. And looking at a fresh accident in West Valley, this is 5400 west, 3500 south. And heading into Utah County, great speeds northbound, Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain, about 25 minutes. A little bit of slowing, SR-92 to Thanksgiving Point. Mark?
Things could be a lot worse rolling out of downtown Salt Lake City as KSL travel times push about 20 minutes. It's up to Farmington, slow downtown to the north interchange, then Farmington up to Layton Hills Mall. Bank of American Fork speaks fluent SBA. Call today. Get expert help with your business loan, 800-815-BANK, or visit bankaf.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.